This is the CHY News Update. Bored on a Friday night as news feeds were full of stories of tariffs and trade wars, Nanaimo local Todd Maffin accidentally started a Nanaimo infusion. Maffin, who during January and February was posting videos on TikTok about how people could support more Canadian businesses, posted a video suggesting Americans come and see what Canada has to offer by visiting Nanaimo for a weekend in the springtime.
And I thought, like, maybe we'd get half a dozen from Seattle. Six or seven people up from Seattle, which is what I was after. And I thought that'd be really cool. And then I put my phone down. I was doing the dishes. And then my phone just kept making chirping noises. And I went over and looked at it. And the comment section was completely full with people saying, I'm ready. Let's go.
From that one video, Maffin had about 2,000 Americans share an interest in coming to the harbor city. With his phone overheating from notifications his video was receiving, Maffin planned the event, Todd's Nanaimo Infusion. Planned for April 25th to the 27th of this year, Maffin tells CHY he sees his Nanaimo infusion as an opportunity for Americans to get to know their northern neighbors and to help support the local economy.
And I wanted to be hey, we don't hate rank and file Americans. The Mid-Island is going to be hit really hard economically if the tariffs end up showing up. I mean, you just have to look at what the sector is that our primary industries are. And so I thought, well, if more than a few people show up in the city on the same weekend, on a shoulder season weekend, right, when it's not usually that busy, that would be great.
Maffin explains while he's the one working on setting up the event, there's no set plans for the weekend of the infusion. He said what the American visitors do and where they stay for the weekend will be up to them. They can explore what they are most interested in. He has been suggesting Americans check out the Tourism Nanaimo website, where they offer pre-planned itineraries around different interests and themes for things to do in Nanaimo. Maffin admits while he and his wife moved to Nanaimo in 2018, there's still a lot in Nanaimo they haven't experienced yet.
So this has been a real opportunity for us to get out and see. Like, we went down to Chimenez and looked at the Antiques Barn, which is amazing. I had no idea. So, like, I'm excited by people seeing the restaurants. Like, we've got some incredible food by them experiencing Nanaimo bars, of course. But Jocelyn and I have not really done a lot of touristy things ourselves. We've wandered around the old quarter and gone to the vault and stuff, but we haven't done like a lot of the touristy things that I'm reading about on the Tourism Nanaimo website. So we'll be wandering around with everyone just the same that they are.
He said after posting his video about the Nanaimo infusion, he received a lot of feedback from Americans who will not be able to make it to the event, but plan to keep Nanaimo and Vancouver Island in mind for future travel locations. Elizabeth Burlington, a lawyer from Portland, Oregon, is one of the Americans coming to Nanaimo in April. Burlington told CHY that one of Maffin's videos about the event showed up on her TikTok and thought it'd be a fun road trip for her to do.
If you normally look at something like that, you're like, okay, why are you inviting strangers to your island home? This is how all horror movies start. But it's just, you know, you go to the comments, you see what people are saying, and like, it just, I don't know, it just seemed like a really sweet and genuine thing.
Burlington says the only time she visited Canada was in Niagara Falls when she was 14 years old. She is excited to see more of Canada and to visit a friend who now lives in the Lower Mainland.
And I just love the Pacific Northwest and the geography of it. And like, everywhere I go is beautiful. And I can just imagine this is going to be beautiful.
She is also excited to spend time with Canadians during a time where she says there seems to be a lot of tension between the two countries.
So I think what I've also been trying to do is be like, hey guys, no, like our allies are really super worried about us. And I feel like part of that also means saying to the Canadians, America does not want this. We're not our government. Like, we love you guys. Like, we're the same. We're similar. Like, we all just want to hang out and drink beer and look at yarn and go on hikes.
Burlington, who's already booked her trip, says she wants this event to be a time when Canadians and Americans can get together and remind each other they're in this together. Janine Nyborg-Anderson also heard about Todd's Nanaimo infusion on TikTok. She says the event comes at the perfect time as a Southern California resident was already planning on moving her and her family to Nanaimo in May of this year. Nyborg Anderson told CHY this would be the first time that she would be in Canada since she was 16, but the move has been in the works for a couple of years.
So we've actually been working on this for a while now. We started really looking into getting out of the United States after the school shooting at Uvalde back in 2022. It was the first elementary school shooting that occurred after I had my own children. And I was quite honestly horrified by it. And that was really the catalyst to tell us, like, you know what? No, Mm-mm, we need to get out of here.
Nyborg Anderson will not be able to make it to Todd's enamel infusion, but she and her family will be going to Nanaimo the week before to look at homes. As they are planning their move, the event has helped her find community in the Americans visiting Nanaimo and the welcoming Nanaimoites.
So it's been really cool in terms of making connections and just a lot of positivity, especially because with everything that's been going on politically, I know that there's also a lot of not so great sentiment towards Americans right now, which is understandable. But it's also been really nice to see people recognize that what's going on here is not my cup of tea either. This is not what I want. And that's part of why I'm getting the heck out.
More information and resources for Americans and locals about Todd's Nanaimo Infusion can be found on MAFIN's website, nanaimoinfusion.ca. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.